This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, it is Election Day, of course, and in addition to the presidential and congressional races, there are going to be a lot of other things on the ballot, depending on where you live. In two California cities, Richmond and El Monte, voters will decide whether to impose a 1 cent per ounce tax on sweetened drinks. And as you can imagine, the idea of a soda tax is not going down well with the soft drink industry. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains.
Studies suggest that the tax would cause a 10% drop in soft drink consumption. That would prevent thousands of cases of heart disease and diabetes. Kirsten Bibbins-Domingo has studied the soda tax at the University of California, San Francisco.
The magnitude of those health care savings is, in fact, greater than the amount that would be generated from the penny per ounce tax.
The soft drink industry is spending around $3 million to defeat the soda tax.
Un paquete de 12 bebidas va a costar $1.44 extra.
This ad targeting Latinos says the tax would add $1.44 to a 12-pack of Coke. Joseph Thorndike is director of the Tax History Project. He thinks the soda tax is unfair.
Why aren't we taxing ice cream or beer? These things are all contributing to the obesity epidemic, but we're not targeting them.
Instead, Thorndike says the poor get targeted. Because low-income Americans drink the most soda, they would also pay most of the taxes. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.